right? So maybe if you could just start out by talking about your personal experience in the demonstration.
Okay. So there, it was kind of like, it was the last event of the week, and it was a really, I thought it was a really positive and good event and high energy. People were on both sides of the wall. People were blocking traffic for like periodically on the other side, and we were doing chants from one side to the other. And then the Border Patrol just decided that apparently they'd had enough, and they started pushing their way in and then pushing people away from the wall on the U.S. side. And then they just went after this one guy and grabbed him and threw him on the ground. He was beating on a drum, and they went after him and threw him on the ground, and then all of a sudden they just started rushing in and pushing people, swinging their batons, and you know, people are trying to run away, and people are falling, and they're like advancing on them and swinging and trampling people, and then they just started shooting the pepper spray bullets, just really indiscriminately, and everybody was getting hit, everybody was breathing it. Our friend in a wheelchair was caught, because he couldn't get up a curb, and so I don't think he got shot, but he was, you know, breathing all the pepper spray, and all of us were cut off and trying to get away, and some people panicked and ran, and then the Border Patrol ran after them, and one guy, they just beat the hell out of him when they caught him. Yeah.
And in your opinion, did this, what did this attack have anything to do with? Where did it come from?
Well, I was actually really surprised, because they had been fairly lenient. The Border Patrol had been fairly lenient all week, and we were really wrapping it up, and I figured we'd be here about 15 more minutes or so, and that'd be the end of it, and everyone would go home, I was really shocked that they started a riot and just started beating on people. I don't expect a lot out of the cops, but this was really, I don't know, kind of not really what I expected from the moment.
Mm-hmm. And how in your opinion did the police behave as a kind of as a police force? How was their action directed, and what kinds of how did they kind of act?
Yeah, well, it was really obvious that they were poorly trained, and they panicked and didn't really know what they were doing, and then you got them shooting at us and hitting us and swinging their batons while they're laughing. I mean, there's some really good shots of the guys laughing as we're being shot, and that was, you know, that was pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if there's like anything that you'd like to add about the kind of like wider significance to like exactly what happened today and why, and like where to situate this, this occurrence.
Well, I mean, I think that this was part of a week of actions that were, I think, pretty historical. The first No Borders camp in North America, and I think it was an overwhelming success. And I think that this has to be looked at in that larger context. But I don't know. The Border Patrol had been, I think, trying to prevent it from getting ugly, because they didn't want to deal with the consequences of dealing with hundreds of people. And they didn't want to, they just didn't want to create a scene, I think, all week, but they really fucked up and it got really ugly and people are really upset and I think there's going to be a lot of ramifications for them.
Great.